When we look at the Bible, every book, teaches us on some level how to pray, how to have a relationship with the God who made us in the first place. God created us, each of us, to be here for a reason, and so he wishes to be in relationship with us. Many of my evangelical brothers and sisters, they talk about having a personal relationship with Jesus. And so we've always talked about that. We don't talk about it in those terms a lot, but God invites us to an intimate relationship with him. Why wouldn't he? And today, in the biblical way of praying comes at us. And I want to use one word that comes to my mind every time I read the scriptures in terms of praying. And it's a word that my Jewish friends use. And they call it chutzpah. Have you ever heard of chutzpah? You've heard of it. Yeah? Okay, good. Chutzpah. That took a lot of chutzpah. And it can be used in two ways. One way is a good way. One way is not so good way. And today we have Abraham, who is one example of many, who prays in a way with chutzpah, with courage, with bravery, with fortitude, with persistence. Doesn't give up. Listen to the way he prays to God today. You know, he pretends like he's humble. And he says, Lord, you know, you're not going to destroy the city, are you? You know, I mean, come on. And so God says, well, you know, okay. You know, what I love about the biblical view of God is that God will actually come to the table to talk with you. And so here, Abraham is haggling with God. Haggling. And the amazing thing is God doesn't incinerate him. You know, how dare you ask me this question? The God we talk about says, okay, I'll come to the table. You had the courage to, you know, talk me to get me to change my mind, to get God to change his mind. You know, that's what the scriptures talk about. And so, you know, Abraham goes, well, you know, okay, I won't destroy. Okay, well, how about, what if they're 30? You're not going to destroy the city, are you? And they, you know, God says, well, okay. So they go back and forth. And Abraham is our role model. He's our father in faith. And he's our role model for how to pray. That you wear God out with your prayers. You wear him out. And in some ways, that's what God wants us to. You know? He doesn't want a bunch of us sniveling around, you know, scraping. He wants us, come on, tell me what you need, tell me what you want, and we'll take it from there. Now, chutzpah has two meanings, and it's all in the tone. Chutzpah can mean bravery and courage, or it can be an insult. So it's all in the tone. It's the same word, but it's in the tone. So if you come at somebody and you're rude and you're arrogant and you think you own the place and everybody owes you something and you walk in and you throw your weight around and you go, whoa, that took a lot of chutzpah. Huh? You know, who do you think you are? So that's not a positive way. And so that's not what we're suggesting here. Don't be rude with God or insubordinate, so to speak. St. Benedict says, pray to God, stand as if you're in the presence of the emperor. You know? Your posture says it all. The chutzpah, on the other hand, is when somebody does something very brave and very courageous, and it's like, wow, you stand back and go, whoa, that took a lot of bravery. You go, excellent. That took a lot of chutzpah. You know? Excellent. So today, the scriptures, Abraham, the way Jesus is teaching us to pray, is to stop sniveling and to get up there and demand engagement with God. And that's what God wants us to do. To have more courage in our prayers than we oftentimes exhibit. That's the biblical way of praying. Old Testament, New Testament, throughout the whole thing. We don't want to be disrespectful, rude, whatever. That took a lot of chutzpah. We want to have the chutzpah, the bravery, the courage to wear God out with prayer. Abraham, his name is significant. In the Bible, those of you who have read the Bible, the book of Genesis, his name was originally Abram. And then, a couple chapters, his name is changed to Abraham. God changes his name in chapter 17, verse 5. He changes his name. You are Abram, but now I call you Abraham. Because of his courage. And the word Abraham means, literally, the father of many nations. The father of many nations. And there are three monotheistic religions today that take their lineage back to him. The Jews trace their lineage back to him through his son Isaac. The Muslims trace their lineage back to him through his son Ishmael. Even in the Bible, the Ishmaelites are the Arab peoples. And Christians trace their lineage not by Isaac, not by Ishmael, but as St. Paul says, by faith. As Christians, we say everyone is, God wishes everyone to be saved. It doesn't depend on what your racial or ethnic group is. None of that matters. Christ wishes everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's the beauty of our religion. And so when it comes to baptism, baptism is the initiation rite into life with Christ, not some other rituals and so on. So today, I don't know if it was John Paul II who coined the term Abrahamic religions, but he certainly used it a lot. And he used that word to refer to those three religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, as Abrahamic religions. And he said we need to find a way by digging into tapping into each of our faiths, to find a way to live in peace, because if we don't, we're not going to have a future. And so it's contingent upon each of us to dig deep and to find out what Christ is asking us to do today. It's a very challenging message. So Abraham asks us to have chutzpah and to ask God, what do you want me to do today in this day and age to bear witness to you and to be your living witness in the world today? Today, in Luke's gospel, the disciples say, teach us how to pray. And some of us say, well, that's the Lord's Prayer. Well, in the early church, there was the first catechism. It's called the Didache, the teaching of the 12 apostles. It's dated to around the year 100. It's the first catechism. And in there, the catechism says to pray the Lord's Prayer three times every day. In the morning, at midday, and at night. And that if you get the essence of the Lord's Prayer, if that's the only prayer you know, that is the essence of what our relationship with God should be like, what his relationship he wants us to have with him, and our relationship with each other. So when in Catholicism and in Christianity, it's just not God and me, it's God and us. And so that's why in the Lord's Prayer, we say, Our Father. All of us, Our Father. And when we pray that prayer, it causes me to become nervous because I'm not where that prayer requires me to be. Can I really do what that prayer asks me to do? There are some days I'm doing well. There are other days I'm not doing well with that prayer. But we're to keep praying again and again and again until it saturates us to the marrow of our bones so that what Jesus asks of us comes instinctively. It's just second nature. That we see and live in the world that he sees. Thy kingdom come. Christians live in two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of this world, where we pay taxes, go to work, be good citizens, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, we're citizens of the commonwealth of heaven. And that is where our true citizenship lies. And so, with everything that we do, with the Lord's Prayer, we're praying that that view of the kingdom come into everything I do and in the way I look at people. But that requires conversion. That requires repentance. That requires the courage that comes with knowing the truth about myself and overcoming the lies that I tell myself and overcoming the lies that have been told to me throughout the course of my life and the lies that have constantly whispered by the enemy of our souls. The Lord wishes us to live in truth and to live in freedom. And so there's no other way to live except by the way Jesus asks us. As Christians, we are privileged to address God intimately as Father. Many other religions are scandalized at this. How can you Christians address God as Father? And yet that is what Jesus asks us to do. And that's the intimacy that the Lord wishes us to have with him. Now, in my line of work, I'm well aware that there are some people that don't have good images of what a father is or what a father should be for whatever reason. Every father has his strengths and his weaknesses. And in some cases, for some people, the father is completely absent. And so there needs to be healing that takes place for some people to come to know God as Father, a loving Father. Which one of you, as evil as you are, Jesus says, will listen to his son or daughter and give him a stone when he asks for bread? Even those of us who are evil in our hearts know how to tenderize our hearts when we're in the presence of the purity of a child. And so all of us need healing on some level to come to know God as Jesus wants us to. And so today I pray for healing, I pray for courage, and I pray for chutzpah, the right kind of chutzpah for each of us. God bless you. May you be brave, courageous, and strong in following the Lord.